after a car chase in Washington that ended near the Capitol building. The woman allegedly tried to ram security barriers at the White House. A police officer was also injured when his car crashed. There are reports a child was found inside the woman's car. More than 130 African asylum seekers have drowned after their boat sank off the Italian coast. Passengers reportedly jumped overboard when the boat caught fire. Up to 500 people are thought to have been on the boat. As many as 200 are still missing. Prime Minister Tony Abbott is preparing to make his second visit to Indonesia in just 1 week. He'll head to Bali on Sunday to join 20 other leaders for the APEC summit. A push for a free trade pact will be high on the agenda. Russian authorities have now charged all 30 Greenpeace activists, including an Australian, with piracy. Colin Russell was part of the group who was arrested after a protest at an Arctic oil rig. They face up to 15 years in jail if convicted. And more than 20 warships from around the world will sail into Sydney Harbour this morning to mark the Navy's centenary. 100 years ago today, the Royal Australian Navy's first purpose-built fleet arrived in Sydney. Now a flotilla of tall ships is already there to take part in the celebrations.